With respect to Mexico, obviously there is a substantial amount of legitimate trade with Mexico and a substantial amount of legitimate U.S. dollars that are spent in Mexico. And what we see is these Mexican financial institutions working with Casas de Cambios and then working with U.S. financial institutions to take in U.S. dollars from the Mexican economy. Dirty money is layered in with legitimate funds and placed into U.S. financial institutions. That continues to be a serious problem even after the really very important and aggressive steps that the Mexican government has taken to restrict the ability of businesses and individuals to deposit U.S. dollars directly into Mexican financial institutions. We've also seen some displacement of the money laundering cycle. So instead of the drug dollars just moving into Mexico, because of the steps the Mexican government has taken, we've seen some of these dollars move further south and coming back into the U.S. financial system from countries further into Central America.